Hey, I just want to wish all of my American friends a happy, happy Thanksgiving. I pray that you have a week full of blessings, amazing food. I hope you are full of gratitude of all the wonderful things that God has done for you this year, even if it's been challenging. And I hope you also have time to take for yourselves to renew and refresh and get ready for the rest of this holiday season. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's do
Hey,
this.
and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I cannot believe we have 6 Mondays. So if you are listening to this on a Monday, you have 6 Mondays for the rest of the year. If you're listening to it later on this week, that means you have 5 Mondays, not to scare you, but this is happening. It's crazy because I really think that once like school starts, once September hits, really like once not Thanksgiving, once Halloween hits, like it fast forwards and everything's jumbled together. And I was thinking about like, how do I want to end this year? How do I want to wrap up 2023 and prepare for 2024? What would help you? What would help me this holiday season? And I thought I would end the series. Like, we're gonna do if all things go as planned, we're gonna do 6 episodes here. And it's gonna be the Unwrapped series. Unwrapped, having the holiday season you really want. I talk a lot about really understanding what you want. I don't do this to be selfish. I don't do this to be prideful or think that you deserve more than other people. I really do this because when we get down to what we really want, we remove the expectations, we remove what Hallmark and Walmart and, Black Friday sales tell us we want. Even when we remove all those pictures on Instagram of all those amazing locations, like I'm always down for a vacation. I'm always down for to travel. I do think there's a difference between traveling and vacation. I think that there's two different purposes. That's not the purpose of my podcast today. So I'm going to stay focused here. But unwrapped, having the holiday season you really want, because my son's a sophomore, my daughter is an eighth grader. Yeah, that's right. And I don't have many more Christmases, holiday seasons with them in the home where they live with me 24/7. Like, if all goes well, right? We want them to launch. We want them to want to come back. I want them to have amazing memories of the holidays. I don't want them to remember me staying up super late or get up super early, trying to make sure we go to every holiday party or make something for every event, or whatever we may add to our to-do list. The kids always have a very long list when I say, okay, write down your wishes. From everything, sipping hot chocolate in front of the fire, done. We can definitely do that. To going to look, drive around looking at lights, simple things like that. But then they also have extravagant things like, let's go skiing. And I'm like, well, we live in Oklahoma. There's not really skiing here. But so there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that I want. Like I look and I th think about what I want each year to be. And many times many holiday seasons. I have good intentions. I think about it and then I do not act on them. And I get overwhelmed or I get tired. I get exhausted. I am doing more than I really want to be doing. And then I miss out on the things that were important to the kids. So when I ask, and when I say, the holiday you really want, I doubt there's many things on the list of things that you want that don't include your family. I doubt that if you had the holiday of your dreams, everyone around you would not also experience the joy and the gratitude and the good tidings and would make memories as well. So let's set the false humility aside for a moment. And because when is doing everything and trying to be everything, when does that make anyone happy? When does that make your kids happy? When does that make your spouse happy, your friends happy, or, you know, your even yourself? And not that, well, I do think happiness is important. It's not that it's our main goal to be happy, but our main goal is should be joy. I was listening to a sermon today talking about the joy of the cross. How God, Jesus didn't die on the cross for our sins for us to not have joy. I don't remember exactly how he put it. It was magnificent how he put it. And it's definitely something I want to go back and listen to again and write down and really ponder a little bit, because there's joy in all circumstances. So I don't know what your circumstances this holiday season. I know that many of you are listening for the first time. I just spoke at a Hope for the Holidays summit for widows, and I was reading the comments and it was talking about how this is your first holiday season without your spouse. This is my 12th. And it is easier. In a lot of ways, it is easier, not easy, easier. And in some ways, it's just as difficult. But I don't know what your struggles are. I know I have friends who are out of work. I have friends who are trying to buy a house. They're living in a tiny place with their big family because they're struggling to be able to afford the interest rates and everything. So I know that this holiday season brings a lot of struggle. It doesn't mean that you can't have joy in this season. And that's what this series is going to be about. I just want to share some tips, some tricks, hopefully some laughs, and hopefully I can resonate with you at least in one or more of these episodes, because really, having the holiday season that we want is just a small fracture of time, a small moment in our years that we live. The season of 2023, holiday season 2023, is just one moment in time. A lot of these practices and a lot of these questions and a lot of these tips and tricks and things are actually things that we can take through our life every day. Because let's face it, when is life not a struggle? Even when things are going well. And I've talked about it, how our pastor said that we're either coming out of a trial, a crisis, a circumstance, we are in the middle of it, or we're about to go into it. God doesn't promise that things will be easy. He promises he'll be with us. And so that's one of the things that I have really focused on, and I'm searching for the right words here, which I don't think there are right words. Things that I have put my emphasis on is having joy no matter what for my kids and for myself and for our family and those around me, being able to have compassion, have empathy, understand that hard things are going on. We don't have to put rose-colored glasses on. We don't have to pretend like hardship doesn't exist, or that we're not struggling, that we're having money issues or medical issues or friendship or relationship issues. there's the holidays, those issues don't disappear. During our life, those issues don't disappear when we have joy. We find the joy within them. And so today, I want to talk the myth of being a super mom, letting go of unrealistic expectations during the holidays. I don't know what happened. I know that the baby boomers, and this is not a criticism of generations because we all have our struggles, but the hustle culture that the baby boomers brought. And I know that I'm a zennial, the one that's like mixed between the millennials and Generation X. Yeah, Generation X and zennials in there. So I'm not quite a millennial, but I'm not quite a Generation Xer either. But this hustle culture, this hustle and busyness where that we, and then the, we have to do everything and be everything and focus on the family and just make it, you know, if we want them to have a great holiday season, we need to do everything on the list that they created. We need to give them all the memories. We need to do Elf on the Shelf, and we need to have something mischievous every day. And none of that is bad. If you truly enjoy the Elf on the Shelf, and I'm gonna just give you a word of advice. If you are new to the Elf on the Shelf, if you have young kids and you have not introduced Elf on the Shelf, talk to other moms before you embark in that, before you go for that tradition, and just ask them what they like about it and what it has done. Because that is one that, as my kids are now teenagers and are older, and so have a different understanding. I know that some of you listen with kids in the car, so I'm not going to say any more than that, other than we understand the season. So they understand the magic of Christmas, and yet they still want me to allow the Elf on the Shelf to come into our house and do all the mischievous things. And it's like, oh, how can I? Ooh, well, all right. You guys go to bed after I do. So one of the letting go expectations is I got them excited about doing it together, taking turns, hiding and doing all the traditions, and let them have a part in it. Because when we, those unreal expectations and those traditions that, when we started them, our family looked different. And there's so many added traditions that we add. And it just gets to the point where there's so many. If everything's special, then nothing is special, which my 4 Enneagram daughter disagrees wholeheartedly, believes everything should be magical and special. But we dive into these pressures, and some of these pressures we put on ourselves, and not for a bad reason. We do them because we want to have these magical experiences. We want to have these moments of time that we can tuck away. And recognizing that we don't have to do all of them. You can modify. You can talk about what traditions you want to do. You can create new ones. You can put some on hold for a year or two and then bring them back. Like, there's no rules. There really are no rules, except for the ones that we place on ourselves. And when we start to recognize what we want, the holiday season we really want, we get to look at those. And so some of the things that we can do, here's 5 things, and I already shared one of them, but here's 5 ways that we can reduce pressure for ourselves. And you're still super mom if you don't do it all. How many things that we are protecting our children from, we have that super mom title just by being parents nowadays. The threats, and this is not going to be a parenting podcast, but the things that are trying to grab our children's attention, things that we have to protect them from on a daily and moment basis, and even the phones and the internet is one of those. Like, we're vying for their time. So know that you are still super mom, you're still amazing and you're still the best mom ever, even if you reduce some of the things that you do. So let's not, those are not synonymous. Those are not, you don't have to be super mom to do it all. We get to define what super mom looks like. And there are days when I'm a super mom because I will get my teen to come and watch a movie with me. This is a big deal because my son has not wanted to watch a movie, even movies that he likes. He doesn't want to watch a movie with me. And I'm like, what? Why would you not want to? He would rather go up to his room. And I'm like, that's not cool, dude. I want to watch a movie with you. I want to spend time with you. His response is, we spend time together all the time. We're always together. I'm like, always together and spending quality time together is not the same. So back to, let's remove this idea that we have to be a super mom. By the world's definition, by the society's definition, you get to define super mom how you want to. So one is delegate tasks. As the kids are older, this is something that for traditions is a lot more fun. Let them get involved in the things you do. If they need to make cookies for the bake sale or for their holiday party or whatever it may be, use that time to make cookies together and check that sucker off. So it's not even just delegate. You can also like combine them. Also, if they're old enough and can bake, let them do it and then praise the heck out of them and tell them how thankful you are for them to help you out. So assign them to tasks to family members. They're capable, right? So you don't have to do everything. Wrapping gifts this year. My daughter wants to help. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like I will hide hers, but I can absolutely have her help me and we can do it together. So we're multiple birds with this stone of quality time. We can watch a movie. We can have hot chocolate. We can have a fire. We can wrap gifts together. We're spending time together. Like we can do that. And then there's times that I'm like, okay, well, while I'm making dinner, why don't you sit and wrap gifts? Two birds, one stone. We're doing important tasks that need to be done. But I don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all. So next one is prioritize self-care. So I'm not a huge fan, as you know, of what we in America have turned into self-care. I love bubble baths. I love the idea of going and treating yourself. But sometimes it means going to bed 30 minutes early or sitting down and drinking your coffee in peace or tea in my, and just not allowing yourself to think about all of your to-do list. How about you think of your to-done list, all the things that you've done well. And celebrate your wins. Focus on your intention for the holiday and see, okay, how am I faring for the intention? If I want peace and I want to make, if I want to have a memorable holiday season, what does that mean? Okay, like list those down and then ask yourself at the end of the day, okay, what aligns with that? What was created? Because it again doesn't always need to be created by you. What works in that? Like what celebrations, what wins did you have and did your family have? It could be a short walk, even in the cold. Even in the cold, I bundle up and go and get some air. Get outside, even in the cold, because the sun and the outside air does the body good. You can also read a book, read something for fun, read something that you've been wanting to read. Journal a little bit and look at the year and how much, like think about each child a year ago and how much they've grown and some milestones and some victories that they have and how they've grown. Write it down. I'm telling you, talk about self-care when you are seeing and you're intentionally going through and revisiting or looking at how your kids have grown in the year. Like that is food to the soul. Because you realize that, I mean, even though we screw up all the time, God still has a plan for them and they're still growing. So take time for self-care. It's okay to have others be wrapping gifts or doing something while you take, I need 10 minutes to myself. That 10 minutes may allow you to not be on edge for the next hour and a half while you guys are trimming the tree or while you're playing a board game, or just, it gives you that moment to collect yourself and show up as the best version of you. So you don't have to go to a spa day for half a day, which I mean, that would be amazing, but who has half a day during the holiday season to do that? Next is let go of perfection. And this one I'm talking to myself. I have an idea of how I want things, whether that's perfect or not, but it's the same concept of letting go with the, you know, having that ideal way of doing it. I have learned that if I want my kids to be involved, I have to let go of the outcome of it. I have to let go of how we get to the outcome, I should say. But we get to remember that it's about making memories. Those memories, the fails and the, you know, like those Pinterest fail TV shows, those are hilarious. Those laughs, those things, those are some of the best memories, is when things don't go anywhere like we expected, or like we planned, or like we performed, like we tried to do. But those laughs, those memories are going to last longer than the perfect gingerbread house. So give yourself some grace in that, and just let go of perfection, and remember that it's the memories you're looking for, not the outcome. Set realistic expectations. This is number four. Set realistic expectations. Think about what you want. Pull those suckers down. Like, think of it and then remove some of them and just move it over to the it would be nice category. And if there's extra time, I will do this, you know, add these. But by trying not to replicate the picture perfect holiday, by trying to forget about what all of those fun things and all those fun platters and things you see on social media, all those mantles that are to die for, that I'm like, okay, well, I need to overhaul my mantle so I get it to look like this. Like, set your realistic expectations. You're free to do whatever you want. You get to decide. You get to decide. And it's glorious when you do. The last one is practice gratitude. Be grateful for everything that you have, you do. Look back at the year and look at the wins and the things that you have that you prayed for, things that your friends got that they prayed for, things that you prayed for your friends for. Practice gratitude daily, multiple times a day, because nothing's going to bring your memories back, and you're going to solidify them in your mind, like being thankful for them. My son came out and helped with Christmas lights. Actually, we decided that we're just doing a wreath outside. The lights were not working. We're like, it's about to get really cold. But he helped with that. And I am really grateful. He is quite a bit taller than me now. And I am so grateful that he not only is able to, but he's willing to help. And that's just something that if I did not recognize it, if I didn't take time to be like, you know what? He is 15. His cousin is playing video games right now, and that's what he wants to do. And yet he is out helping with our Christmas lights and to Christmas decorations. So grateful for those moments. So along with those five tips, here are three things that you can do in order to help you with those five tips. And then we will close, I promise. But plan ahead. Plan, know what you're going to say yes to, know what you're going to say no to. Like, have your boundaries and then plan ahead. So that way it's okay. You can say no to even family gatherings if it does not work in your plan. Take breaks. Everybody, even your kids, need breaks. Have a day that, you know what, we're just not going to do anything. Like, it's going to be a fire and Christmas movie or video games or puzzles or whatever you guys do, but have a day where everyone just gets to have downtime and recenter. And then also don't do it alone. Like, seek support, have friends. Friendsgiving is fun. Go out to coffee with a girlfriend, do a play date, even a teenage play date, you know, they would love to have time together. But you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be alone in this. Get a mom friend and you guys talk about how you guys are super momming it hard and are winning. All right, talk about how you're winning instead of just the difficulties. So remember, we're not determined by the tasks that we do. Our worth is not determined by what we do. Our worth is determined by who God created us to be. Our worth is already decided by Christ. There's nothing we can do to change that. We get to embrace it and step into it, and we get to explore what that means. And you are enough for your family just as you are. They love you and need you to be you. They know you're not that perfect, picture-perfect mom who has, like, well, maybe you are. If you're that picture-perfect mom who has your house completely decorated and, you don't put pictures on our Facebook page because I would love to see it and celebrate that with you. I like to decorate. I'm not great at it. I can rock a mantle. Like I can do like a small area and I'm excited about it. I do like doing that. But again, like seek support. Don't do this alone. And you're worthy of having the memories that you want. It doesn't mean having things perfect like you expect. And I just want to, as we go, I just want to share Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I talk often about how God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Remember that for the holiday season. Remember that if it feels heavy, ask yourself if it's necessary or if there's a way to do it better. Do you need to take a part of it? If this is your, you know, if there's something going on, if this is a challenging season for you, do one thing that makes you happy. Like hold on to one memory, hold on to one tradition. You don't have to do them all. It will be okay, and no one will actually remember if you set it down for a year and then pick it up the next year. No one will remember. It'll be fine. But friend, God is here for our comfort. He knows already the memories we're going to make. He knows that the reason for, and we get to step into the reason for the season is him. So I want you this season and the rest of 2023 is unwrap and find the holiday that you really want. So I hope you join us for the other episodes. I've got some fun things to talk about. I've got some fun things to share with you. I am excited about just things that are happening. I would love to get on a call with you. If you want to talk about what 2024 could look like for you, what if you know inside that you are ready for a change, if you find yourself seeing other women stepping into something, stepping into who God's called them to be, and like, I want to do that too, get on a call with me. I've got some exciting things coming in January and in February, and including my group coaching program that is new and improved and already amazing. And it allows you to see who God created you to be, to rewire some of those old stories, to find what God highlights, and so you can shine your light and make an impact. And it's easy. It's a lot easier than you expect. It's a lot easier than you think. And what could next year look like if you decide today to stop waiting for the best time or when you're ready to change, when you're ready to step into who God's called you to be? And what could it look like in 6 months if you make the change today? So get on a call with me. Let's chat about what your next step is. Let's chat about what your journey may look like and just see. And again, it's a free call. 20 to 30 minutes. Typically, I say 20, we usually go 30 because we get talking and I get excited about helping you see what's possible, see some of your strengths and see what God is pointing out to you. So if you want to do that, there's a link in the show notes. And I cannot wait to chat with you. Join our Facebook group, Divine Destiny. I will have that link in the show notes as well. We're going to be talking and we're going to dive more into these podcast episodes in there. And let's just talk about what it could mean. And I'd love to know what your definition of supermom is. And I'll share, it's been a while since I've actually sat down and really defined it, but I'd love to know what your definition is. And with that, friend, choose joy till joy chooses you. Bye for now.